From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, backyard chickens have come a long ways over the past few years. In the past couple of generations, backyard chickens have gone from being part of what you might call a victory garden or just for practical use to being the trendy hobby in the 21st century. That's according to backyard poultry specialist Lisa Steele, who says chickens are especially well-suited to families with small kids.
You just get attached to them, and they're not difficult in a small flock. You get fresh eggs. They become pets, not really livestock anymore. So they've kind of elevated themselves and become part of a lot of American families.
She says, however, that backyard poultry enthusiasts should not only be aware, but should practice biosecurity to prevent avian flu.
Because if they do contract it, it's contagious. They can end up losing your entire flock. Having a covered run, not putting bird feeders near your chicken coop are probably the two best things you can do.
Steele is the author of three books on backyard poultry. She says for more information about raising birds, chickens, turkeys, or other backyard poultry, just call your local extension office.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to. Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Well, our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Peggy Huffman, who says, sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut and let people think you're stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Thank you, Peggy, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.